One. So, what's your name?
Richard Harris.
And you're from?
Now, I used to be from Gary.
Gary?
Yeah, now I'm from Fredericton.
Small town of Gary.
Small town of Gary.
Now, Richard, you would be what we call we Acadians would call a second Jackie Vautour.
How do you figure that?
Well, your issue is your land was expropriated?
Expropriated, yeah. Yeah, expropriated.
So what exactly happened there?
Well,
you had the land where?
I had the land down in Gary about 500 meters from town property line in Armacto. South side of Armacto. And the government come along and shifted the highway at the last minute. They sort of caught me with my pants down. And they said that they were going to build a highway, and they were going to shift it onto my land. But they didn't tell me how much land they were going to take. So the first time I found out about this land shifting of the highway around, the four-laner, was December the 20th, when I was up to...
What year is that now?
1996. I was up to the junkyard, December the 20th, 1996.
A junkyard. You own a junkyard?
No, I was up to the junkyard, to a friend's junkyard, Herbie Colburn's junkyard, and I was asking him. I got this letter in the mail. I didn't understand what it meant. So he said that he was in a town meeting in Armacto, and he said that they were shifting the highway around. And I said, well, geez, I want to start building houses. And he said, well, if you got a tent survey letter, it's more than likely they're going to shift it to your property. And I didn't know what to do at that point in time. So, like I said, I was all ready to build in 1997. I was all set to get ready to build, and all of a sudden, around February the 12th, I had my first meetings with the government, with Mr. LeBlanc, and he comes down. He says,
Who's Mr. LeBlanc?
He's a government land agent that comes and sees you when the government is going to be expropriating you in the future. Because expropriation didn't really start until December the 17th, 1997.
So how many people were involved in that the government took over their land?
I don't know. There's in 2005 when I went to court, there seemed to be a giant sized list there. So the way I seen it back by looking at this list, I guess the government really didn't know where they were going to put the highway. And all of a sudden, I guess But what went on in court, they said that they had plans of like...
No, hold on. Okay, so you were offered money for your land, right?
Yes, and...
How many acres?
Okay, now it wasn't really acres to me, it was building lots to me. I'm a licensed carpenter. I had 18 building lots left. I had 19 originally, and I sold one in a store building, which I had a store and I couldn't make any money on it, so I had to make a move. Get rid of it, dump it.
So, that land, how much did the government give you for that land?
They took it in four different pieces to begin with. And three of the pieces that there wouldn't even be a market for. No person would sell a piece of land in the shapes and sizes they took it for. Nobody would even buy it except for the government.
So, that land was in the deep woods, I presume?
No, 500 meters from the town property line.
500 meters.
500 meters, that's less than a half kilometer, really,
okay.
From the town or rock to property line right beside Camp Gagetown.
How much did they offer you for that land?
Okay, now I was going to tell you, this first meeting, this Mr. Blanc came out, he's parked on my street because I had the street plowed, so just in case they weren't going to be on my land, I could get an early start in the spring so it would dry out the street because I was going to start building on one of my HAR properties.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I was going to mend my plan as I went. When Mr. LeBlanc comes out, he says, these two lots that I already had developed into lots, he said, well, we only want to buy them at the present time. But here he is, parks the car in between the two lots, and how could you not take the street?
A little bit confusing, but, I mean, how much money did the government give you?
Okay, altogether they sent me a check out. After they expropriated, after they had a man. I never found out how much they paid him until later on.
Paid who?
a Mr. Carter from Freighton Appraisals.
So he worked for the government or a private company?
He's supposed to be an independent appraisal working for the government.
Okay. So how much money did you get for your land?
Okay. The government now was offering me, at the beginning, they were offering me something like $33,000 for what they wanted. And I said no, because they were ruining about, at this point in time, I thought they were taking 10 lots away from me. And Mr. Carter led me to believe, when he started doing a report, that he was doing it as a subdivision approach, and he would suggest that the government take all the land, because what was left to me would be useless property. And this time here, by this time they expropriated, I have already sold my gravel pit, getting ready to move.
You own a gravel pit?
I used to own a gravel pit, yes.
A company?
A company. Most of this land was in my company's name. And now, this day and age, I'm finding out that, going to court, that I'm not allowed to represent my company.
How come?
I guess it's supposed to be some kind of rule of court.
A what?
It's a rule of court.
What's that?
Some kind of rules of the court's
got. Oh, rules.
Rules of court.
Rules of court. There's a lot of rules in a court system.
You're right, and it would take you a lifetime to figure them all out.
Trust me, I have a few problems myself, but it turned out good so far. So, how much money did the government give you again?
Okay. For this one lot, they gave me $10,000, and this lot over here, they gave me $8,000 because they only took a piece of it. They took a surveyed lot and took just a chunk off it and left me a piece of lot that you couldn't even sell to nobody except for the next door neighbor.
Okay.
And the back piece, they gave me $2,700 for it. And I found out later on, in 2002, in December, I think it was the 20th, 2002, that they paid Freighton Appraisals $5,000 to justify giving me a check for $2,700.
So you're trying to say that they expropriated your land, but there's some people that made more money than you got value of the land?
Oh, there's a lot of people that made more money than me. I mean, all these people are justifying their job off doing what they're doing to me. They set out to financially ruin me. So you can't fight for your rights. They know once you get so poor that you're not going to be able to keep on going.
Poor? What's that?
What's that? That's when you're pretty much living on the street.
Really? And I might add that this little episode here has infected your health.
My health? Like I said, long come this appraiser that I hired on in good faith, that I thought was going to do a good job for me. He sends me a draft report out in 1999, in July, and a bill was attached with it for
$70,000.
$70,000? Yeah, this is after I already paid him $21,000. Now, you've got to remember, the government only gave me a check for $20,000-some for three checks. For all total, it added up to $20,000-some. They already paid out over $10,000 to this Freighton Appraisals, and I paid out $21,000 to this guy, so I'm already in the hole in 1999. My wife left me in May the 31st of 1999. He comes out in July with this whacked out appraisal that I don't even understand to this day what kind of report he did, because I went to every government organization there is, like Appraisal Association of Appraisers, and they told me he did a commercial report. Well, if this commercial land is only worth $2,700, and Judge Russell is saying it's only worth $2,700, I guess commercial land down in Gary is not worth very much money, 500 meters from town property line in Armucto. I would say that nobody better buy any commercial land down there, because it's not worth anything. I'm trying to change the system, I guess. I guess I don't want to see people in the future that has dreams of having a life, and having it taken away from them, and having the government bully you until you just give up on life.
How long have you been battling this? 8 years?
No, this is year number 10.
10 years. How, in your opinion, the government could put an end to this little tirade here?
I have no idea how they're going to put an end to it, but I know one thing. that when the appraisers are coming out and the government are paying appraisers, say just for instance, they paid them $2,500 for this one lot, paid them $2,500 for this lot, and they paid them $5,000 for this, which is supposed to be a commercial land. They would take it if they're saying they did a commercial report like Mr. Goodman did. So if they did, if they don't stop paying these appraisers all this taxpayers' money, I guess it's sort of like a gift to them. I guess they're promoting, I guess I've sort of been like a make-work program. I suggest for the government to quit wasting our tax dollars, use people sensible at the beginning. Like I said, they could have shifted the highway and took all my property and saved $500,000 by not moving a salt and sand storage building. I went into the government around after February the 12th, 1997, and I talked to Mrs. Pugh. And I said, well, here, look, I said, before you guys get the plans drawn up, I said, take all my property, and you'll save $500,000 by not moving a salt and sand storage building. The government could not accommodate me and give me, like at the beginning, I wanted them to take all my property, give me $180,000, and let me go down the road. But they wouldn't do that. I had a meeting with Sheldon Lee.
He's a nice guy.
Sheldon Lee, oh yeah, he's a great guy. February the 19th, 1998, is when this Mr. Carter guy was supposed to have the reports. They were supposed to be all done by this time. I had no idea what he was doing. I find out later on, down the road, after March the 1st, when I talked to Sheldon Lee, he said, well, we'll give you back the original money the government offered you, 15 for each lot, 15 for each lot. I had two lots, so that'd be 30. Plus, he said, I'll pay you for the streets. Mr. Carter come along and paid me $316 for a section of a street 200 feet long. I didn't figure out why he did this, because the street was really 450 feet started. Mr. Carter paid me for this part of the street, and the back part of the street, he paid me nothing. So the logic of this, I guess, when you get to court, that the judge says, well, the first 200 feet of street is worth $18,000, so they give me $18,000 more after a 10-year battle getting to court, or say nine, I guess, because now, like I said, I appealed the court case because it's completely ludicrous of what went on. And like I said, I had a meeting with the government. I showed them how they could make money. And in court, some way, there was papers came up that said I had a meeting on December the 17th. Well, that was pretty impossible because in court, when I seen this Plan 82 as part of Mr. Goodman's report, which has, I don't know how he would know what was going on inside the government, I went and checked it out and took a letter to my lawyer saying, well, this doesn't make sense. Like, I didn't have no meeting with the government on this time. But I find out later on that my own lawyers was one that put these documents into the court system on the applicant's side.
So the bottom line, of course, this is going to be, some people say, is long-winded. Like, you know, like to get to the point. That's what I'm trying to ask the questions. The bottom line is,